These are my new 5 rules for perfect public speaking, and they're so simple, I'm going to put them into action right now and give you them straight up out the gate. So if you don't want to stick around to understand how it works, then you can listen to the 5 and then go away after you've hit the like button. Done that? Good. Here we go. Number 1. If you want to speak with authority, you must know what the hell you're talking about. Number 2. If you want to speak with purpose, you need to know why the hell you're talking about it. Number 3. If you want to speak with impact, you need to know who the hell you're talking to. Number 4. If you want to speak with clarity, you need to know how the hell to talk. And 5. If you want to speak with confidence, you need to know, and this, by the way, is the wild card, you need to know when the hell to talk. I'm going to now break down those 5 and give you a little explanation as to how it works. So 1, this should be quite simple, but if you want to speak with authority, you need to know what the hell you're talking about. This is the what of public speaking. Everyone remembers Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm pretty sure, through Hollywood, through his politics, but also from how he got started in the entertainment industry and world. And that's because he was Mr. Universe. He had the most amazing physique. He was the epitome. Whenever I think of Mr. Universe, I can't name you any other names other than Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he was such a character and such a physique, but also he branded that style of bodybuilding better than anyone in the world. But look, you can't say, because even though he looked like this Mr. Universe, this amazing, you could see big muscles and it was all shaped well, he wasn't the strongest man in the world. People with real strength tend not to look the same way as that. Of course, they've got muscles. Their muscles are likely bigger, but they work differently. The function, the purpose of them isn't to look good. It's not superficial muscle. It's real strength. Okay, so if you put them in a battle against each other, one might look the part, but the other one's actually able to lift a lot more. This is very similar with public speakers and authority, like politicians, like people of the Instagram generation, who are very good at showing you the polished outlook, the tools and outward expressions that seem to resonate a certain message. But really, people who know their shit, the ones that know what they're talking about, right, are able to draw from that knowledge in such a way that you can't catch them out. If you were to question someone who didn't know the topic, but they're just very good at speaking on it, you would eventually find out that they don't know what they're talking about and they're just very good at talking. Maybe sometimes I'm coming up with these kind of concepts for these videos and perhaps I speak more than I should, and therefore in some traditional sense, I might be oversharing and overspeaking. So I edit down my videos and hopefully give you something that's more concise, but I kind of do have some skin in the game here. I've got all sorts of experience speaking on stages as an actor as well as a public speaker and training people. I mean, I've been training voice for 15 years. I've been a professional actor for 20 and a singer for even more than that. So I've been in front of people, right? I've taken exercises and tools and tricks and shaped them into what's on this channel for you. So in a sense, even if I'm not the best communications coach, I do have skin in the game, and I can tell you from experience what has worked for me. My point is, don't skip the information learning part of your journey. If you want to be a better public speaker, know what the hell you're talking about and understand your topic, right? Because you can always fall back on that knowledge. It could be that you are someone who gets nervous, but if you know what you're talking about, at least the information is there somewhere. If you don't know what you're talking about or haven't studied it well enough, it's very easy to slip and very hard to get back on track because you've got no grounding, no foundation to sort of back you up. So know what the hell you're talking about. That is rule number 1. Rule number 2, if you want to speak with purpose, know why the hell you're talking about it. Like authority and knowledge, you can't really fake your objectives and motivations for doing a thing. It's like that idea of knowing your why. Your purpose is your why, right? And so if you're there to speak on a topic that you know well about because you have authority, your purpose then is tied to your reasons. for talking on that topic. It's good to be clear on that. Perhaps you're doing something because you want to get paid. Perhaps you're doing something because you want to help others. Perhaps you're doing something because you've been told you have to. But if you know your reasons for speaking on said topic, or then you've got a really good base. I'll be honest, when I first made this channel, I was genuinely trying to help others. And what happened was, as it became a business, I started realizing that I had to do a certain type of video in order to get more views, in order to get more likes and subscribers and people to my newsletter who might buy my course. And so as it became a business, I got further and further away from the essence of what started out the channel, and more towards, how can I actually get people to buy, give me your money? And I realized, I guess through COVID, it got to a peak, and in the last 2 years, it's been on a decline. And so what happens is, I mean, I'm a polymath, I do many things. So getting back in touch with the reasons to have this channel was really instrumental in me figuring out if I still want to do it or not. And I'm still here, so I guess, yes. And even though I don't make nearly as much money as I did when I, you know, like 4 years ago, I'm finding that I'm getting to new depths with it. And I'm actually better able to connect with individuals, like my personal clients and groups. And the work that I've put in before is now really serving them. And that gives me a huge sense of accomplishment. So my why has become back to the way it was at the beginning again. My purpose is really to get an effect, to make a change. And it's not about getting the numbers. It's actually focusing in more on less people and getting better results. But that's just me. What's your purpose? What's your purpose for getting up and speaking on whatever topic you are? If it's just for work and it's to share numbers, know the numbers and give it everything you got. Because when you know your purpose, you somehow feeds into your authority. You've got reason to learn. You've got reason to actually engage your brain with knowing more about what you're talking about, because it helps you, you know, better improve the why. Because once you know your purpose, your authority has more resonance. 3, if you want to speak with impact, know who the hell you're talking to. Do your research. Read the room. Know who the hell you're talking to. I'll tell you why. Because people who frequently go onto LinkedIn are likely different people who frequently go onto Facebook to find information, to meet people, to talk to people. Because LinkedIn seems to be more for business and entrepreneurs, right? Instagram seems to be more for showing what you've, you know, being more of your colourful self, your more vibrant, expressive self. And Facebook is more like for connecting more socially, right? So they're different places, and you've got a different tone of voice. There was a meme going around a few years ago about having different, you know, your Tinder profile, your LinkedIn profile, your Insta profile, your Pinterest profile. And they are all different. And this is why knowing your audience will dictate how you present yourself. So if it's a business meeting and you've got to give facts and figures and numbers, well, of course, you need your authority. You need to know that, and perhaps your why for this. But if it's just sharing information, you likely have a certain delivery mechanism that makes it clear and coherent for everyone to understand. But if you're speaking about yourself and telling a story to a group of poets, for example, and you're trying to make it more magical and mystical, you're going to approach it in a different way. So knowing where you are and who you're speaking to has a massive effect on its impact to the audience. Impact generally is your choice of delivery, right? But if you think outside of yourself, not on how I'm saying it, but who I'm speaking to, it's going to also have an impact on not staying self-focused and focusing outwards, which we'll come to in 5 on confidence. So if you want to speak with more impact, know who the hell you're talking to. 4, this one's going to clear up pretty quickly. If you want to speak with clarity, know how the hell to talk. Pretty simple, right? But this channel is filled with videos on how to articulate and warm up better. And at the end of this video, in the top corner, I'll point it out again at the end, is going to be a video that's a really good all-round body physical warm-up with articulation added at the end. So you can take that away and do it whenever you like. All right, I won't hammer this point home because there's so many videos on this channel, it's a waste of time. But that was 4. If you want to speak with clarity, know how the hell to talk. Number 5, and this is likely the most important one, because this is the one that most people come to this channel for. And it is, if you want to speak with confidence, know when the hell to talk. So this is a slightly different approach than what I might have talked about in the past. But as it's the most common issue among public speakers, their anxiety, their self feelings of being judged, of anxiety, not being able to express themselves as they fully, people tend to dull themselves down, right? And they don't know if what they're saying is going to resonate. It's all self-focused. All of these feelings about feeling judged, about not being unsure, uncertain, and the stories we tell ourselves about not having a good enough voice, not being clear enough, it's all self-focused. So what you need to do is stop focusing on yourself and focus outwards. So when I say know when the hell to talk, what I'm saying is, if you are truly engaged and listening to your audience, whether that's one person you're in conversation with or a whole group or community of people, you need to read the room. You need to listen. When is the right time to talk? Because if you are listening, if you're focused outwards, you can't be focused inwards at the same time. You might feel nervous, but you can still focus outwards. And that's what you have to train yourself to do. So by thinking, knowing when the hell to talk, what you're doing is not waiting for your turn. You're listening for your turn. That outward focus is going to save you in every public speaking engagement. I shit you not. If you want to speak with confidence, know when the hell to talk because of listening. I'm going to put a link in the description box below and in the first comment, which as a sign up to my newsletter, where you can get 30 days of 30 insights on voice and public speaking free for 30 days. And there's also some other bits and bobs that are there in my newsletter. So once you've signed up, you can get my latest blogs, find out what new videos are coming up, any deals and offers that might be happening, and also some of the live events that I'm going to be doing in the coming years, I guess, because I want to get out there a bit more. I want to get into the real world and I want to meet you people actually face to face. So if you think that's a good idea, leave me a comment, say, Darren, that's a great idea. When, where, let me know. Or you could just sign up to the newsletter and then you'll find out. Thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice in the Kitchen this time. And until the next time, look after your voice.
Telling